This is mock council group number six, our last group today. We've got our final topic from Joe Thomas. He is the director of the Emergency Operations Center. He'll be presenting to you a recommendation for Smart 911. Just as we've done with all the others, if you'd please state your name, school, and the part you're playing, and then we'll begin.
Lindsay Grove, Indian River High School, District 5.
You're county attorney. That's okay.
Colin Quigley, Sussex Technical High School, representing District 5.
Haley Knoll, Sussex Tech, District 2.
Michael Schrock, Tibbin Lebanon High School, President of District 1.
Okay.
Nina Jordan, Sussex Tech High School, District 4.
Samantha Cotton, Seaford High School, District 3.
Okay. Rozier Smith, Seaford Senior High School,
Finance Director.
Finance Director.
Okay, thank you.
Ben Conrad, CAPE, Clerk of the Council.
Okay. With that, Mr. Thomas.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the council and administration. My name is Joe Thomas. I am the director of the Emergency Operations Center for Sussex County. And just to give you a little idea of what my role is, I am in charge of the county's 911 center, which is responsible for police, fire, and EMS dispatching to all areas of the county with the exception of the city of Seaford and the city of Rehoboth Beach, who have their own 911 centers. I also do the natural disaster and disaster response as far as the FEMA response, if you will, to hurricanes and what have you. I come before you today for a proposal to enhance our 911 system. Currently, when you dial 911, you come into our center, we have a group of very well-qualified people who take that call and deliver a service, providing dispatching police, fire, EMS to wherever the situation is or the incident. I'm going to run through these slides very quickly in the interest of time. If you have any questions, please speak up. But what we're proposing today is a service called Smart 911. Well, what we're asking is that we enter into a agreement with the company that provides this service, which will enhance our 911 system. So someone calls 911 today. Currently in Sussex County last year, we had over 111,000 911 calls come into our facility. Of those, almost 80% are from a cell phone. Everyone wants to be on, has a cell phone, smartphone, whatever the case may be. The problem with that and 911's flaw is that when you dial 911 from a cell phone, all we get in the 911 center is the phone number and a GPS coordinate of where that phone is located at the moment that you dial. We don't know who you are. We don't know where you're from. We don't have any other information. All we know is the phone number and where that phone is located on a map. What Smart 911 does, and this slide actually addresses that one step further, mobile phones do not provide an exact address. That's just the nature of the business of cell phone providers today. So what happens when you can't communicate? What happens when you physically can't talk to us when you dial 911 and we're trying to find out and verify where you're located? What happens if you're deaf and hard of hearing, speech impaired, you've had a seizure, maybe an allergic reaction where you can't talk, someone's broke into your home and you're hiding somewhere and you can't speak because you're afraid that the perpetrator might find you, you're panicked. Remember, when a person dials 911, that's the worst day of their life. So a lot of times we have to calm people down to get them to give us the information we need. You're in a diabetic coma. Heart attack or stroke. All these cases is where people call 911, and if they are the person calling us, they physically can't communicate with us. So of those 111,000 calls I talked about, if 80% of them come from a cell phone and I don't know any more than the phone number, how am I going to get the information? This is where Smart 911 comes in. It actually speaks for you. What you could do is if we provide the service to the public, they are able to go in and actually create what's called a Smart 911 safety profile. And in that profile, you actually put in the information that you want us to know at the 911 center in case you ever need help. Things like emergency shutoffs on your house, emergency contacts, pet information. My 22-year-old daughter actually has a picture of her dog on my safety profile. bedroom locations, where are people located in the house? What are any kind of disabilities that anyone in the house has? What are the medications they're on? What's the address? Sometimes that's as important as anything, is to know where people are. And you can also put photos in your safety profile. So we truly have a picture of all the people in the residence. We can have a picture of the house. A lot of times as our first responders are traveling up and down a road, particularly at night, as you can well imagine, looking for a little five-digit number on a mailbox can be very hard. But if they have a picture of the house associated with that, it provides better information for them to be able to provide a service. I'm going to play right now this. I hope this works correctly. Amanda's walking up, so I'll wait. If you click on it, it should just come right up. This is an actual call. I just wanted you to hear this to get an idea of what we're talking about.
LRC County
911,
what is the address of your emergency? Yes, my daughter is missing. Your daughter's missing from Oak Grove?
Yes.
Okay, what's her name?
Okay, maybe not.
Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. They had her outside to be a car rider. She was supposed to go to daycare today. She didn't show up on the daycare bus, and now they can't find her at school.
So when we get this soundbite to come up, hopefully, because I wanted you to hear what Smart 911 can actually do. This is an actual 911 call from a mother in Arkansas. Her five-year-old daughter didn't make it to daycare.
LRC County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
Yes, my daughter's missing.
Your daughter's missing from Oak Grove?
Yes.
Okay, what's her name?
As you can well imagine, the mother's worst nightmare is when one of her children's not where they're supposed to be, and they get this call trying to figure out where they are. What happens is that she calls 911, and because she created a safety profile a few months later, they actually had a description of the child and a picture of the child, which was pushed out to the local law enforcement within minutes of that call. And the outcome was is that within about 20 minutes, she was located. And the dispatcher actually tells her that because of what she did and the information she provided, first responders had that vital information in their hands.
Okay, what's her name?
Here you go.
Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Let's start over.
LRC County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
Stress, my daughter's missing.
Your daughter's missing from Oak Grove?
Yes.
Okay, what's her name?
Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. They had her outside to be a car rider. She was supposed to go to daycare today. She didn't show up on the daycare bus, and now they can't find her at school.
K-O-C-H, she's 5 years old.
You have my smart 911 stuff?
Yes, ma'am. What was she last name wearing? Ma'am, stay with me, okay? We have deputies. Hey, I want you to know we already have deputies heading that way while I'm gaining more information, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I can't hear something, Martin.
This is Robin Cook. I had called him.
Yes, ma'am.
They found my daughter. Robin, I had called him, and he said, hang up for me and call 911. Don't wait till you get to school. Call now.
Exactly, and I'm really glad that he told you to do that. And the Smart 911, it also helped because it had all our information and a picture listed, and that's very easy and convenient for us to have all the information so we don't have to ask you multiple questions that we already know. So you did a very good job. Okay, darling?
Thank you.
So as you can see, having that Smart 911 information provides that added information to in front of that 911 dispatcher in seconds so that we can also get it out to our field responders, our police officers, our firefighters, our paramedics, our EMS providers. This is just a little highlight of that. It was a five-year-old daughter went missing. 911 had a photo, and she was located in 20 minutes. These are some other scenarios. A woman's home during a burglary. She's hiding in a closet and can't speak because the perpetrator's inside the house. 911 had her home address and sent in help right away. So, and then we also get this from time to time. A small child picks up a phone and dials 911. And sometimes these children actually are calling because their mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, something's happened to them. But sometimes it's just that it's a phone. It's like a toy. They want to play with it. And they hit the button and they dial 911. If we have the information from Smart 911, now we can actually find out who we need to call. Okay, and in this case, they talked to the mother and found out that the child was just playing with the phone. Vehicle information. Woman stranded on a highway during a snowstorm. 911 can't hear her because, as you all know from using your phones, you get in certain areas of the county, your set reception goes to almost nothing or you lose connection. This is what was happening to this lady. 911 dispatcher had a smart 911 profile and was able to pinpoint her phone and was able to send her help. Woman called 911 stated her father's having chest pains. The dispatcher used the smart 911 profile to access the medical condition and send help. And they also had a medical history and understand what the conditions were. Household information. Man calls 911 but can't communicate. I've actually got another quick video here, just a couple minutes, of actually this gentleman calling 911. He was in his home and his home was on fire. He woke up to his house on fire. And he's coughing and choking and cannot communicate. They send the fire department and actually ended up being a very good outcome.
Thank you. In today's GMA Heat Index, a new high-tech tool that can help you in an emergency. The personal safety game changer is called Smart 911, and ABC's Abby Boudreau has all the details.
A mother's frantic search.
My daughter, hey,
a woman stranded in her car with poor cell reception.
Don't have a good location on you. I can't hear you at all.
And a man trapped inside his burning home.
I can hear you coughing. Is this Dan?
All of these are actual 911 recordings. All of them with happy endings, thanks in part to Smart 911, an enhanced 911 system where you can prepare for an emergency before it happens.
I like to describe Smart 911 as 911 on steroids.
Lieutenant Jason Sims from Culver City, California Police Department says they are the first city in California to use Smart 911.
It dramatically increases the amount of information that we have available to our first responders.
Here's how it works. You create a safety profile online, which can include your name, home address, photos of family members, even your medical history. Your is then stored in secure national databases. And if you call 911 from an area that uses the Smart 911 system, your profile will instantly pop up on the dispatcher's screen.
They can take that information, they can pass it on to the first responders and have them en route much faster.
And remember this 911 caller? Choking on the smoke from inside his burning home?
Dan, your Smart 911 that you signed up for has your address and we have help coming for you.
And that Smart 911 profile, it cut 11 minutes off the response time.
It saved me, saved my life. Every day I'm here is a blessing.
For Good Morning America, Abby Boudreau, ABC News, Culver City, California.
11 minutes.
Life-saving technology.
Yeah, it is.
And when every minute counts. Yeah. All right, great. And now...
So, as you heard on the video, here's how it works. You go into smart911.com, you create your safety profile, you actually register. They're going to ask you for an email address, and they'll send you a email back and give you basically a password create. And from there, you input all the information that we talked about. It can be as much information as you want or as little as you want. You deem how much information we see in the 911 center. It can be addresses, phone numbers, contacts, vehicles, animals, whatever the case may be. As you heard it say in the video, it's stored in a national database. It is audited every pretty much weekly on a weekly basis to avoid the possibility of it being hacked. Everyone's worried about their information being out there. The one thing about this is you're not asking for social security numbers or credit card information. So we're not asking for any of that. That's the information the dispatcher sees when you dial 911. The same information that you put into the system. And this technology is in 37 states across the country and in over 1,000 municipalities. And the nice feature of this service is that if approved, if you create a safety profile in Sussex County and you travel to any of those states that's shadowed in green, and unfortunately you need to dial 911, that information travels with you. It will display in front of that dispatcher in that state. I don't think they know where Delaware is. So you can sign up at smart91.com. So I will entertain any questions you may have on the system. And the next slide is actually the cost of providing it to Sussex County. What we currently have is we have 12 dispatch consoles in the communications center. As you can see, it says annual license fee for 10 of the positions is $3,700 a piece. We get two, they call them backups, and basically we have a couple of the positions that don't do a lot of phone work. They're predominantly on the radio talking to our first responders. So we actually, they're included, we're just not paying for them. They're called backups. There is a one-time $5,000 setup fee, and then as you can see below, that would be the yearly commitment if we entered into a five-year contract. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Before Smart 911, the one that most people use now, does that pinpoint your location even closer to where you are than it did with the normal one?
The current 911 technology for cell phone service is they are supposed to provide a GPS coordinate within 175 feet of your location. It's not precise, but it does provide us information that we didn't have years ago. This actually not only provides that GPS coordinate, but now we know who you are, other than just a phone number on a map. So this information, we'd actually have information about you and be able to communicate with you a little better. And if you're having problems, you may have been put in medical information that you had existing conditions. We'd know that.
Think of it in terms of, I think the apartment complex scenario is something you've mentioned in the past. You could call from an apartment complex of 30 apartments.
Yes.
And let's say you call from a cell phone. The cell phone data, the GPS location, will show within 175 feet of where you are, but you know, it doesn't show what floor you're on, where exactly on the property you might be. Yeah. If you call from that same cell phone and you have a Smart 911 profile, it's associated with you, your name, your address, etc. So that information displays on the dispatcher's screen. They know, okay, we're getting it from this telephone number, and it's associated with John Smith, who lives in apartment 3B at this complex. Think of it in terms of that.
It wasn't exactly my concern was with this program. It seems it's very helpful if you're close by your property, you're in your car or in your home, but could it help with if you're not around your house, your relative's house, if you're just
You saw the one about the lady stranded in a snowstorm?
Yeah, but
she was actually on an interstate, and because they could not physically understand what she was saying, they were able to say, okay, this is so-and-so, you know, I have your Smart 911 information. Are you at home? And they got out of her, no. And then they started asking questions, and as they were looking at where her phone was pinging on a map, they're like, okay, we have you located on interstate such and such. Is that where you're located? So you heard the law enforcement officer from California said this is 911 on steroids. I kind of like that because it gives us more than just the basic information that we get every day if you dial 911.
How long has this program been used, like, nationally?
This program is relatively new. It's less than 5 years old, and as you can see by the map of the country, 37 states have already bought into the program. In the 911 community, it is quickly gaining ground. Folks are seeing that this is really an important product and helps us do our job much better.
Do you have like a percentage of the population who actually signed up for this program?
The percentages, sometimes, it all depends on the marketing. One of the things that Smart 911 does, once you pay for the service, they provide a marketing team that will assist you with putting out social media ads, newspaper ads, Pandora, iHeartRadio, which is everyone listens to on their phone. There's a lot of different marketing ideas that they will help you go down that path to try to promote this product. You go out and talk to folks all the time. Or we do displays where we provide information. So the percentage sometimes can be low, but a lot depends on the marketing value of it.
Yeah.
Do they know, like, specifically, like, there was the example of someone in, like, their closet and someone had broke into their home. Say they have a medical record of, like, heart attacks or strokes. Mm-hmm. If that person can't communicate, do they ever sometimes run into the problem that they send the paramedics instead of the police?
What happens in the 911 world is that if you can't talk to us and you dial 911 and we're not getting any information, we're going to send a police officer to the location. It's just a rule of thumb. If we have information that says you have a medical condition and you can't communicate, not only are we going to send the police, we're probably going to send the EMS too. It's just that added information to allow us to send additional resources to try to help the situation.
One more question, and then we're going to move on.
You mentioned the marketing. Is that included in the cost of the service?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What would happen if the device dies or gets destroyed while dialing?
The phone device?
Yes, or like the phone.
If the call's not completed, then there's a good chance. I mean, that 911 call has to be completed for it to come into our center. So it has to come into our center through our telephone equipment for it to register.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We are a few minutes overdue, so with that, thank you, Mr. Thomas. He has a motion.
I have a motion if you're ready.
Okay, go ahead and read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the agreement with RAVE Mobile Safety and the Emergency Operations Center to provide smart 911 services to the area served by the Sussex County 911 Dispatch Center.
Anyone willing to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, so carry out the vote.
Okay, we'll start with this one.
Yes.
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 Yes. The motion is approved.
All right, motion carries.
Thank you. I thank you for support. I have one additional item. If you heard me when I presented my introduction, I said that we provide 911 services to everywhere but the city of Seaford and the city of Rehoboth Beach. With the smart 911 system, we will leave a gap in services in those two areas. Actually, there's my last slide.
I'm sorry.
I bring it to your attention for your discussion to see if you would like us to move in towards some sort of conversation with the city of Seaford and the city of Rehoboth Beach to provide the service.
You said that Seaford and Rehoboth Beach have their own 911 centers?
Yes, ma'am. So what happens is that if they are not part of the smart 911 system, when a person dials 911 into their centers, it's just the basic information.
So you have an opportunity here to partner with Seaford and Rehoboth by using our license with and our agreement with RAVE Mobile Security.
Mobile Safety, to do
smart 911. Our agreement will basically cover the large percentage of the county, but you've got these two pockets that if a call goes into those centers, it will not carry the smart 911 information. So we can bring them on with the addition of a couple of licenses.
We actually asked RAVE Mobile Safety to provide us some pricing for your consideration if you chose to go in that direction. If we decided to partner with the city of Seaford and City of Rehoboth, that's what it would cost the county. That's the cost of providing the service. We actually figured out it would be two dispatch positions per center plus the one-time setup fee. And as you can see, as Chip's circling, it would be a four-year agreement, and that's the total cost. So I bring that for you for discussion and ask your opinion or your recommendation.
I have a question for him. So if we vote yes, we want to include Rehoboth and Seaford, are we like forcing them to like make this available to them?
It's not so much forcing, but what it's doing is that we're providing coverage to every person that's either lives or visits Sussex County. And that's really the goal, is to provide a service to the entire county. Okay. So we would go to them and offer it and explain to them what we've done and then try to get there.
In this scenario, just imagine that we've had a conversation with Seaford and Rehoboth and they're on board with partnering with us. So this is basically an add-on to our initial agreement.
Okay, well, I know I'm not really supposed to be doing this, but I would like to set a motion partnering Seaford and Rehoboth with the rest of the EMS.
I second
that. Would you like me to read the motion I wrote up just in case you were ready to do this?
Yeah.
That's how we come prepared. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the addendum to the agreement with RAVE Mobile Safety and Emergency Operations Center to provide smart 911 services to the area served by Rehoboth Beach and Seaford 911 dispatch centers.
Oh, set the motion that I just said.
You made that motion, and then there was someone
who said. I will second that.
Okay.
So we can call for the vote.
Vote.
Yes.
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 That motion is approved too.
Thank you. Just to give you an idea of what actually happened, Smart 911 was rolled out in Sussex County on September 11th, 2014. We currently have over 3,000 people within the county who have registered for a Smart 911 safety profile. And that addendum that you just voted on, that was brought to our attention, and the county council also approved that addendum. So the county is actually paying for services throughout Sussex County. And okay. we're the only county in the state doing that right now.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you. All right, with that, this concludes our mock council sessions. Thank you all for your participation, and we will now end this and finish up with any housekeeping items before going to lunch. Thank you.